produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Cheryl Hanna talking about kinesionics today. Cheryl, what makes biokinesionics so important to healing?
Well, our bodies have a built-in biofeedback mechanism that we can activate using something called muscle response monitoring. Muscle testing is another term that is familiar to many people. And what's really unique about the muscle testing system is that your muscles are connected to a number of different systems of the body. So, for instance, the nervous system in the brain, the endocrine system, among others. And what it allows us to do is we can actually ask questions of the body in real time in the face of certain stimuli or products that we wish to test, like supplements or herbs or foods, and get a real-time response that lets us know if this is something that the body can adequately metabolize and use, or if it's something that's going to be detrimental to the body.
Okay, so you're saying that we are basically electrical energetically, and also anything that we put in our bodies also carries an energetic quality.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the electrical system of the body is so important that you can't fire a muscle, you can't walk across the room without electricity functioning in your body.
Fascinating. So there's so much to be grateful for every time we pick up a cup of tea or walk across a room.
Yes, it's actually the turning on and turning off of the muscles. Muscles work in opposition to one another. So, for instance, when you flex your bicep, your tricep has to release and lengthen, and vice versa. And how you are able to bend your arm and lift a cup of coffee up to your face is the turning on of one muscle and the releasing of another.
What's your number one priority when you're dealing with your patients?
Well, finding out what it is that they want to accomplish.
Uh-huh.
Some people come to me because they have a health issue that they haven't, they've gone the Western medicine route and they aren't receiving the answers that they need, or some of the answers that are being offered to them are not acceptable to them. So they'll come to me as a kind of as a last resort. And Western medicine is great at dealing with acute issues. So if you have a really serious infection that's life-threatening, you don't want to come and see me because herbs and things don't work fast enough for that, and that's where Western medicine really shines. However, if you have a chronic ongoing issue and all you have is certain pharmaceuticals or something, and they're either not doing the job or they're creating a lot of unpleasant side effects, sometimes people like to explore options.
Hmm. And now I know that you've worked with Ayurvedic medicine, you've worked with Western herbalism. How do you use all these different herbal choices to create a regime for people now?
The herbs are actually a very small part of what I do, but the way I put it together is I just ask the body, and that's where the muscle response monitoring comes in. Using that biofeedback, you can ask the body, what is it that's causing the issue? So instead of addressing it at the symptomatic level, we actually go to what's causing the issue, and then we just ask the body, what do we need to do to fix this?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the answers we get, we put together a program, and that could either be repairing broken circuits in the electrical system of the body through the meridian system, or it could be introducing herbs or foods that support proper function.
So this electrical is running through the traditional Chinese meridians?
That's only part of it.
Okay.
We actually have a huge fiber optic network in our body called the fascia system. And it's a connective tissue. It's crystalline in structure, just the way your bones, your ligaments, your tendons, your muscles are all crystalline structures as well. And this fascia system actually passes not only energy through it, but also the information that's contained in that energy. And that system connects every cell to every other cell in the body. And it's one of the reasons why we know that energy medicine actually has the ability to affect the nucleus of the cell and to change genetic expression. Some of the research has been done in that area by people like Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Okay. So in order to start bringing healing, the fascia has to be alive and well to create that impulse and allow it to move through it.
Yeah, so a lot of people will have fascial adhesions where the fascia is stuck to organs or systems, and when you have it binds with 2,000 pounds of pressure per square inch. So when you have that amount of force binding, you're compressing nerves, you're compressing capillaries, you're compressing organs and systems. So releasing that information out of there and releasing the adhesions actually helps to restore quite a bit of health. It's one of the reasons why things like massage therapy and chiropractic and other forms of body care are so important to restoring health to the system, is because they have such a wide-ranging impact on your health.
If I were to come to you, would you use a machine to find all this out, or do you do it just through touch?
Most of what I do is done manually through touch, although I do have a few other machines that work with the electrical system of the body. So, for instance, one of the things that we do is it's a form of monitoring the cardiovascular system using the electrical system of the body. It's a device called the Digital Pulse Analyzer. It's actually a Health Canada approved medical device that's used by cardiovascular specialists like down in Vancouver. We also have something called a NLS, which is nonlinear analysis, where you can hook a person up and kind of scan the body using frequency and find areas that are not resonating at the right frequency and the things that might be interfering with it, and then deal with it at that level.
Wow. Cheryl, are you picking up the same things as an Ayurvedic doctor would with the digital pulse analyzer?
I couldn't answer that question because I don't know how they do it.
Okay. There's so much they can do just through the pulses and feeling the energetics. There's so much they can tell. So it is quite a fascinating diagnostic tool if you ever get to do that. But all of your patients are coming after they've gone to many, many different systems, and you're getting them at the tail end, it sounds like.
Sometimes. Yeah. I mean, where this type of work really shines is in preventative healthcare as well. So you can identify things before they become issues and deal with them before it really becomes an issue for the, you know, in terms of your health. And so you're not always playing catch up.
So you find blockages and impediments in the body before we even know that something might go wrong?
Yes. And the other really brilliant thing about this particular system of healing is that it not only identifies the physical blockages that can be there, but it also identifies, see, our health is composed not just of what's going on in the physical, but how you're doing mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so people who have things like post-traumatic stress disorder, for instance, they can be stuck in trauma that doesn't allow them to live their life to the fullest, and it doesn't allow them to live in the present or even plan for the future, because trauma from the past has just so overtaken them. This particular type of treatment allows us to identify where in the body it's actually stuck and release it. And so some people who have come to us from some very, you know, sad and tragic things that have happened to them have been able to move forward in their life, and they're no longer in the grip of it. So it covers a really broad range of things, but the beauty is that I only do what the body tells me to do. So the body knows what to release, and it knows when to release it.
Is it very difficult for the patient to go through this?
You mean to go through?
To go through an emotional release. Is it easy enough to just walk away and go, wow, that was okay? Or is it almost like soul surgery? Is it very difficult?
No. In fact, it's probably one of the gentlest ways I've ever come across for dealing with that particular thing. And what's really been interesting to me is I've had clients who have come to me for sessions who are also seeing a psychologist or in counseling. And one of the things that they've commented on is how complementary the two of them are working together, and that I very often touch on things that they're dealing with their counselors.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what goes on in those sessions, but I'll bring up representative words or phrases that track with what they're doing in their counseling session, and it just seems to facilitate and speed up the healing process.
Do you find, Cheryl, that certain things are held in certain parts of the body? Are you seeing where certain things are held in the hips, certain things are held in the heart, certain things are held in the arms or the fingers? Do you see any correlation there?
Yes. Traditionally, there is empirical evidence that demonstrates that, for instance, the liver is a place where people tend to store the molecules of emotion that are related to anger, or the spleen. Grief has a tendency to settle in the lungs. Fear tends to settle in the bladder and the kidney. So sometimes what you'll find is if you're doing some body work on someone and you're addressing a particular organ, all of a sudden people have an emotional release that they seem to come out of nowhere, but that's because the body is now detoxifying that emotion out of that organ.
Isn't it amazing? So do you see with a lot of your patients or clients, do you see similarities in the way they hold themselves when they're coming in as far as having those blockages? Is it very easy to identify before you even start the practice?
Well, if you do it long enough, you do tend to notice certain patterns, almost at a subconscious level, just because you're so used to dealing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not one of these people that goes around reading people.
Okay. All right.
That's rude. I when I've had it done to me, I feel very invaded, and I think it's just rude, and I don't do anything outside of my office. Like, people come to see me, they're expecting me to figure out what's going on, but outside of the office, I don't do that.
Okay. Cheryl, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue to talk about this wealth of information you have on helping heal the body.